You're now listening to La Verdad Podcast. Christian once again with La Verdad Podcast. Hey, tenemos un corillo aquí bien activado. So we're actually in the studio. I didn't even have to put on the heater on because we got enough people here to make it hot. We have the girls with us today as well. So
yep, B-Fig on the mic as always. Of course, Nathi just stepped out, but Nathi is also here. She's tending to her little one, but she'll be back.
Yeah, definitely. So it's been one of those hectic week. I want to say we had a podcast a couple of days ago with Adam Torres. So if you haven't checked it out and you want to get a little bit more into money management, check it out. It's available now. We're also on Facebook Live. So mi gente, if you're on it, it looks like my mom just joined us.
Hey, bendición.
Bendición. Mami, I thought you're supposed to be over here.
Trae los pasteles.
We also have a corillo here. You might see him on Facebook Live if you're on Facebook Live right now. If not, you'll see some pictures out in a couple of days. But we have the group of Bomba Kombuya directly from Chicago, right?
Yeah. From the neighborhood. I'm a park.
Welcome to the studio.
Definitely welcome. And we're very happy to have you guys here on La Verdad. It's one of the things that we've been trying to do lately is just kind of highlight some of the people that are in the community. We have a lot in Chicago, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times we go and we search for outside of Chicago, but our own community has a big plethora of musicians and activists just next door, right? So introduce yourself. So who do we have here?
All right. So my name is Roberto Perez. I'm co-director of Buya.
Next.
you know, I thought you were going to say, you know, owner of Urban Pilon, you know, throw it out there, but okay, I'll do it. Yeah, you know, you got to throw it out there, papas. Y Beliz Diaz, cantante en Bomba Kombuya.
Teo Piro Lopez, I am a co-director and one of the founders of Bomba Kombuya.
Nice. Jonathan Pacheco, singer, drummer. In the group, yeah, a little something.
Pacheco.
Nice. Pacheco. And I noticed that you guys brought some of the drums. I see one here. I don't know if you guys brought some of the other ones. So to me, it's va a ser un bembe later on.
So,
we'll see what our Facebook Live people want to see. But I know we've been doing. I've done research on bombas since I was a little kid. You know, it's something that my grandma always taught me. My grandma's from Ponce, so imagínate. A lot of times that was always in the house, you know. She always had cortijo playing, you know, and some of the more mainstream bomba music.
We got some Ponce in the house.
There you go. So I know my mom's probably listening. He's like, oh, you know, she's straight up from Ponce. And Ponce lo de my parking, ¿verdad? That's what they say, right?
Oh, Abby says
hasta que llegue hasta Guayama.
Yeah.
Guayama, aquí, Guayama, presente.
So a lot of times, and let's talk a little bit about bomba, the genre, the music, right? A lot of times people might say bomba originated from where Mayagüez, or some people might say Ponce, Loíza. So what do you guys think?
Yeah. Whoa, our historian right here.
I love that, Christian, because I think that you've named those pueblos where people say, hey, you know, this is where it started. Mm-hmm. Este la cuna. And they say that about Ponce. They say that about the ports of the south.
Yeah.
They say that, which is Ponce, Guayama, Arroyo, Salina.
Mm-hmm.
They say that about Mayagüez.
So everybody kind of has their own little...
Yeah, they say that about Loíza. Mm-hmm. And some research have even said that about San Juan.
So are you guys pretty hardcore on centralizing one spot or one type of the way that you guys play? Is it considered on a specific pueblo, the type that they play there? Or?
Well, we have a lot of influence. Since most of our members come from the south of the island,
okay,
we have a lot of influence. A lot of our songs are mainly from the south.
Okay.
But we touch on areas of the west. We have some numbers. We do that. We do some from the north. In fact, mm-hmm. One of the songs we went viral with is more influenced by... Loíza. It's kind of more Loíza style.
Nice,
it's a lot faster. But we give it a twist. I mean, it's not... I mean, we're from the States. I mean, so we don't want
to
get that.
Which is nice. You know, it's nice to see that the culture is still prevalent. You know, mm-hmm. it's something that we, in La Verdad, we've been trying to do is keeping that culture alive. Because throughout the years, people might forget. You know, people might forget where that culture came from. And then, you know, it starts blending with other things and eventually gets lost, right? So.
And that's the problem. That's, mm-hmm. you know, we've tried to stay true. I mean, there's been a lot of research, a lot of homework. We spent a lot of money going back and forth between Chicago and Puerto Rico just to take workshops.
That's
just
awesome.
To sit down and talk to, you know, elders and you know, gathering information. It's not easy. You know, our traditions and our history, it's based on a lot of, it's oral tradition. Mm-hmm. It's oral history. You know, there's nothing really, you don't find anything written down.
Sometimes you may see a book and you may have, man, you'd be lucky if you have one paragraph about Bomba.
You know,
the, like Beto was saying, the research is very little and scattered.
It wasn't until college that I knew, I've heard about it. You know, it's so sad. Like, I didn't learn about a lot of things about what it meant to be Puerto Rican and all of that till college. But it just goes to show again, like, had I not taken, I took a Puerto Rican, like, history class. But had it not been for that, I never would have been introduced to it. And that's why I think it's so great that you guys keep this so alive and you keep on doing it and sharing it with everybody.
So Bomba music, for those that are listening to us right now that might not know, they're sitting there like, what the hell is Bomba, you know?
teach me.
Can you give us a little quick, like, glimpse of what Bomba music is? Like a breakdown. Any of you guys?
So Bomba comes... Bomba is from our African roots. It's the oldest genre de Puerto Rico. Era el periódico, ¿verdad? De nuestras historias. It was our pain, our happiness, our stories, what our ancestors went through. A lot of the songs that we have that are like the Mason recordings, like Buya has worked on trying to recreate that so we can understand it. It's pretty cool. Maybe one day we can throw like a Mason recording, throw it back and bring it back to the Aspero style. So you can understand the flip flop and how we have to go back. We have to really like tune in back.
Yeah, the Mason recordings are a recording that was found in, I want to say 1914, 1915 in Puerto Rico on wax recordings.
Wow.
It's really trippy stuff when you listen to it because a lot of times like, You can't even sometimes understand what's going on. And sometimes, like, there's been people within the Bomba community that have been able to, not just from Chicago, but from, like, different parts of the U.S. that have been able to, like, decipher them. Some of the songs that you hear at Bombazos and, you know, around the U.S. will be from the Mason recordings. And everybody knows them because those are, like, the go-tos, the originals.
So I want to kind of say, you know, I came from the church aspect, right? So a lot of times we have coritos. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. And coritos could be something that was done years ago, right? Somebody came up with that little corito, and they keep going. People add their own twist. So when you say bomba is kind of a similar way, people are using the same song per se and just adding their own twist?
Puede ser.
So the Incana coro, the same type of lyrics, and just add their own twist to it.
Puede ser. I think, you know, some of us have really been focused on, like, trying to maintain it, try to stay as purist. And because there's a lot of eyes watching you, I feel. And so they may be like, that's whack because that wasn't played this way. Played with that rhythm. And Damn. That's from here. And so you want to also show you have to have that foundation of that you know what the hell you're talking about. You wanna, you know, make sure that
I'm sure you get a lot of the elders probably hitting you up like, man, you're not supposed to use
it's
that.
It's happened.
How do you feel about that though?
It's love.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's love. I mean, without, you know, it hurts. It's that tough love, like. Pero man, suave. Pero you know what? The love, you know, the time that they took to even tell us, hey, así no se toca. You know, that's how we've learned when Buya started. I mean, you know, we look back at some of our videos and we're like, Dios mío. That was our fault. You know, we've been in Bomba for 20 plus years, but you know, Chicago just came up on another level of Bomba where we started like really making that bridge connection with Puerto Rico, making, you know, brotherhood and sisterhood with some of the bomberos from Puerto Rico, you know, and learning, you know, at the Gio, you know, when we brought Rafa, just spending time, like people were partying. we're over here on a Friday night with a little bit of rum, but we're learning songs and we're just on it. Like, spend a whole weekend with each other. You know, it was
learning, doing research, doing
And you have to. And when people, you know, come in and you know, there's a way to come and correct somebody, you know, and we went through those times where, hey, this is how it's done. This is how it's done. But it was done out of love, which the same people that corrected us are still our biggest fans. They're still with us. Todavía awesome. Nos apoyan. Yeah. Donde quiera que vamos, tú sabes, es un amor con Buya. Mm-hmm. And that's why Buya continues to, you know, put in the work and work hard and make sure that people know que en Chicago también hay bomba y bomba de la buena.
Nice. Yeah. And I want to take it back a little bit and just ask you guys, how did you start? You know, how did you guys get together as a group?
Start with the youngest. Oh man,
I don't want to talk about that.
No, I'm not the right person because I didn't start.
Ese es el bebé.
I didn't start with them. Like okay. The way I started with them is they were giving free workshops.
Okay.
In Humboldt, out of Batey Urbano on Division. Mm-hmm. Well, that's where the urban theory is right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out.
They were giving workshops, and so I said, "Cool." I came with like a little plastic conga, and that's how I just started. Like I just started playing. My grandma's from Mayagüez, so that was kind of like one of my pushes to like really continue and really like, you know, put that effort to learn bomba, and I just loved it. And they were nice enough to just keep showing me, inviting me to Bombazos, and they kind of say, "Hey, do you know if you want to learn more, just come to the practices." And
so they were already established for a while. They were already doing.
I don't know if it was for a while, but you guys were together for maybe a good minute by the time you guys started giving the workshops. No, or
I mean, because we've pretty much grown up together.
Okay,
We were part of Centro Cultural Ruiz Belvis, and it's one of the oldest Puerto Rican cultural centers here in Chicago. Okay. And we were part of one of the first bomba groups here put together here in Chicago. So, like Bert, I've known him. Man, we're kids when we met. So we've known each other for a long time. This is my baby sister.
Okay.
And we kind of, that was the time that we kind of broke away and we kind of like, we're trying to learn on our own and dig a little deeper into the history and learn more. In terms of bomba, from what we've already been taught or whatever actually we had access to here. So we were actually, I mean, that was like, we were in infancy right there. That was like our beginning stages. I mean, we were hot garbage at that time. So we're really just like, I mean.
La verdad, la verdad.
It's the truth.
You know, we tried. Yeah, we didn't have a lot of resources, y'all. We didn't have Facebook. We didn't have that YouTube. MySpace. La gente no tenía el camcorder para bajarle video en YouTube para darle. I mean, you know, it's true. And we can own up to that, but we were stuck. We were stuck on a level like for about like 15 years, not knocking down what we learned or anything. I mean, establishing that when people needed bomba, they knew where to come. But, you know, things started like going away when you know, it was our turn, you know, to grow up. Like, were we going to keep on like this or were we like curious enough to be like, vámonos para Puerto Rico. Vámonos. Let's just go. Let's just meet people.
We thought there was more to just dressing up in big skirts and flashy outfits. And
nobody
started looking that up.
At that time, I think we were more like performers where we did it on stage, you know? And it's kind of like, you know, you dress up a certain way and it's kind of like a front. But I really feel like today, like we're somos bomberos de verdad. ¿Entiendes? Que somos bomberos no necesariamente de que lo vamos a hacer en tarima for a show. But it's something that, like, we live, you know?
Nice.
And I loved it. And singing, I didn't find out I could sing till I was like 10 years old. And I knew that there was more to singing in bomba. And I'm so glad that, you know, my big brother's here, you know? Like, they took the lead to, like, let's try something new. Let's make it urban, you know, where we attract a different generation, a different crowd, you know, where now
break
we go
those
to,
boundaries.
Yeah, now we go to shows. Our shows is like, you can't really be like, ay, am I too old? Am I too young? Todo el mundo está ahí gozando.
Todos colores,
no todo el mundo es boricua.
Classes,
it's everything, you know?
Beautiful.
It's beautiful.
And it's it's contagious. And I wanted to talk about that one video that went viral, right? This was like
they hashtag hot garbage. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Brenda. This was a love you, babe.
This was a couple years ago, right? I remember the reason why I got to know who Bomba Kombuya was because of that video that went viral of the CTA Blue Line, you guys playing. So I remember when it came out. At first, I was like, oh, maybe it's a New York, you know, because usually everything was coming out from New York, blah, blah, blah. And then I saw, like, the little train stop. Like, you could kind of see that it was like, man, I take that train, like, every day, you know. So then I saw that you guys put it with the Blue Line. So how did that happen? What were you guys doing? Was there something that you guys planned? Mi gente, if you haven't seen the video, we'll put it on the description of the podcast. But it's definitely a video. Okay, it's going to make you want to dance when you listen to it.
We had years before we... This was actually our second time recording a video on the Blue Line on a train. And it was more of kind of like an anniversary. We had actually done it. The first time we did it was we had invited a couple of friends of ours, a couple of brothers of ours from Puerto Rico, Rafael Maya and
Pablo Luis Rivera.
Dr. Pablo Luis Rivera. We flew them into Chicago to take some workshops along with another brother of ours, Giovanni Jimenez, rest in peace. And we sat down. We pretty much did a boot camp. We locked ourselves away an entire weekend, and we just, funky and everything. We just stayed with each other. that was like day and night. It was brutal, but we learned so much. And a few years later, we were just... our brother Giovanni, he passed away, and it was actually we normally rehearse in the middle of the week around Tuesdays, and so this day Berto and I were talking earlier in the day. We're like, let's do something different. Let's and we just kept throwing back the idea. It was around his anniversary of his passing, and we were just like, let's go and let's get on the train again, and you know, let's do this for Gio, and. We froze our ass for a little bit, and then, you know, we jammed out. We got on the train, and lucky for us that there were no cops. It was like almost rush hour. Well, it was a little bit later than rush hour. People were getting out of school in downtown. So we hit downtown, and the train got packed. And we're like, okay, so we're going to grab this back corner of this cart here, and let's just... Let's go all out until
you guys all weird.
We didn't care. Yeah, we're like, if they're gonna kick us out.
Feedback that you got, like, just the like.
At first, people were like.
At first, they're like, "Who the hell are these fools?" Like,
they were like, "These people were
reading their books."
And then tú sabes, empiezan a mirarte como que, ay, ya llegó el diablo. Yeah. Ya llegó el diablo.
But you know,
but they were looking at us, and then all of a sudden, they started dancing.
They started like it was a party.
Their phone.
Yeah, people missing their stops.
they were staying so on the train. Like,
I think that's what made it so beautiful is that you're going through segregated Chicago, right? Mm-hmm. You have this great mix of people, all classes, right? And they're together. And people that don't know each other are starting to dance in the aisle.
I saw that.
The guy that was dancing like that, I remember him saying
Chacha no hablaba inglés. He didn't speak no English. Wow. The dude didn't speak Spanish.
And they were just dancing together.
Damn.
He's like, oh my God, my wife is wondering where I'm at. He's like, thank God, this went viral because I ain't never lying to my wife.
I lied. Wow. Babe, I'm here on the train.
I was dancing on the train. What you mean you dancing? But it was beautiful. Yeah, and you know, it was one of the guys that was videotaping. He's in one. You can see him from our video, our angle. He uploaded it to the people on the CTA.
Right.
Overnight, they got about 10,000 views.
Wow.
And from there, it went on to we're getting ready to go to work at 5 in the morning. It's like they had said first a Cuban mob on the train. So, you know, us, we were like, it's Puerto Rican. Oh, it's Puerto Rican. You know, and it was great. Crazy. And from there, we went on B96. Wow. You know, people guiaron para el trabajo de 6 a 8 de la mañana oyendo bomba on B96. Yeah. That's never been done in Chicago. Wow. ever. You know, Windy City Live invited us. You know,
Washington
it's a lot of love.
Post.
Yeah, everybody posted
in Korea.
About
it. We ended
Korea
up in Korea.
Too, Washington Post.
Huffington Post. The Huffington Post.
Yeah, wow, and crazy, the House of Blues. You know, they host our CD release. Wow. It was like a lot of things came out for that.
So it's something that you guys weren't expecting. I'm assuming, like it was just like
man. With a good intention, y creció. It's like, wow, cuando uno hace cosa del corazón, como, you know, the reflection.
Exactly,
like,
exactly.
That's today, incredible. How quick things can get viral over the internet and how it made you guys blow up overnight, literally.
Awesome. I think we're sitting in the living room one night, and then we look on Channel 5, and they just, like, mention, like, I just see my video on there, and I'm like...
You don't know what to do. You want to scream. You want to be like, dame el teléfono, la computadora. You want to pay. Oh, my God. Una loquera increíble.
It was great.
Just having that feedback from just doing it live, right, with the people dancing. Mm-hmm. To me, eso se me pararon los pelos. I was looking at it. I was like, wow, people that are not Puerto Rican that might not even know what you guys are doing, right? But the it was contagious enough for them to want to dance, you know, in it. So I just thought that was the most amazing thing I ever seen. It like I said, se me pararon los pelos. Even my dad was like, when I told my dad you guys were coming to the show, he's like, oh, el grupo que estaba en YouTube. I was like, yeah, they're going to be here. So he'll probably want to take a picture with you guys real quick.
Seguro.
With Bomba Music, being that it's so contagious, I think also, like you mentioned earlier, it was the newspaper of El Barrio, right? Mm-hmm. And with that being said, I wanted to talk about that video that you guys have called Candela, right? That resonates a lot with what's been happening in our society now with, you know, either police brutality or people, the oppression of our people, you know what I'm saying? So can you talk a little bit more of Candela and the origins of that actual song?
And shout out to Brenda, which is, you know, she had a big part to do with this video. And Arif. We got some of our Booyah members not here. Lauren, Arif, Angel, Ruben, we love you. There's only half a Booyah, pero tú sabes, sabroso. Okay, dale, Roberto. Candela.
So this song in particular is actually a Bambula song. And like in a lot of the research that we do, Bambula is a genre which comes up in New Orleans.
Love you, Lauren.
Comes up in the Dominican Republic. And so, it kind of has this pan-Caribbean twist, you know, because we formed it so that it had the formula of bomba.
Okay.
And we made it. We felt that it had the words that pertain to what we were going through in our city.
Okay.
And so we took that thought or that mindset of people of color, of black and brown being united in the struggles, and we put it on a video and we made it a song.
And this video was recorded in Puerto Rico, right? It looked like it was in Ponce.
So fue en Ponce, yeah. en el callejón, en el callejón ahí en la calle La 25 de Enero, where my family's from. Yeah.
Where all the what is it called?
Casa de Bombero.
Casa de Bombero, there we go.
Y también en Chinatown, ¿verdad? Mitad y mitad.
Here in Chicago?
Half here and half in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Nice. So how did you guys get to perform out in the... Did you have to take out a permit and do all that crazy stuff? Or just...
Todo el mundo pasaba.
Like, what's going on?
I mean, it was like a parking lot or something. What was that? Like,
I remember.
Era el callejón. Era un callejón.
I remember in the middle of trying to shoot this video, nos montamos en un tour bus. Yo no sé. Yo estoy ahí tocando.
De turista pasó el trolley de turista.
Y me montaron y yo ahí cantando. ¿Tú te viniste conmigo?
Yeah. I had no idea what was going on because we were not part of that
and
tour.
And then they dropped me back off. And I was so confused.
Why these people are getting on the bus? Like,
I was so confused.
That's crazy.
So we did that for Puerto Rican tourism.
Yeah.
Nice. So they got a free show that
free
day.
Free show.
Huh?
Free show.
But I like the video aspect of it, how it cuts into you know what's happening. I think it cuts into some footage of Oscar Lopez, it cuts into some footage of
Fred
old
Hampton.
School to new school stuff, issues that are happening nowadays. So I see that, and when I see that, it resonates a lot to me because like you were saying, Bomba was the newspaper of the people, right, of back in the day. So it's still in another form, it still is. It still is relevant today, nowadays. Mm-hmm. So what is some of the biggest accomplishment that you guys have done with what you're doing with Boma Kombuya? Like maybe a show that you've done that you didn't think you would ever be at, or maybe a show that you want to do?
I expect that this answer will probably be different amongst all of yeah. You know what I'm saying? So... One of, go ahead. You want to, anybody have one in mind? I have one in mind.
I know what.
Dale,
tira.
You have one in mind?
Girls first.
Tira, yo tengo que pensar.
Man, I
think,
hey, you guys share
I think
this
our
video.
Biggest accomplishment is that we have been able to kind of bring Bomba back. We've been able to like educate our own people about Bomba. And please, for those of you who don't know what Bomba is, it's not Bomba y Plena. Mm-hmm. There is no such thing as Bomba y Plena. Yeah. There is Bomba, and then there is Plena.
Yeah.
Because we don't go to the club and dance salsa merengue. There's no
at
such
the same
thing.
Time.
That this makes no sense, right? So,
caso cerrado.
That's it.
I think one of the things we've been able to do is teach our own peoples. Like, you know, we have, you know, this is our identity. This is who we are. You know, Bomba itself is influenced by a lot of different cultures, you know? And música de los negros, you know? But it's not, what kind of negros, though? And that's where you start that dialogue. But, you know, it's something that, you know, we've been able to teach our people. It's something that's becoming popular. And just, you know, also the biggest thing is we've been able to put ourselves, actually, the city of Chicago on the map, you know? Yeah. There is Bomba. There's culture here in this city. There's art, you know? It's something positive, you know? And I think that's one of our biggest, I consider it a big accomplishment for us, you know. And I like that we stay socially conscious. We know what's going on in our neighborhood. We know what's going on in our city. We support our local artists. And I like that we've been able to grow. I mean, we keep it as a family here.
Yeah.
So, you know, everything is like family for us, you know. And I think that's
a huge accomplishment, man.
You know, and I like to teach our people. You know, I don't want our people going out there and, you know, maybe I sound like a viejo, but reggaeton, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, people. I know some of y'all love reggaeton, but that's not music.
Leave
Puerto
Tego
Rico.
Alone,
that's
man.
Not
I love Tego. Oh,
yeah,
no,
man.
Tego.
Tego.
Hey, Tego's a bombero. Yeah, please, let's Tego, remember, Tego is a bombero, man. He's a musician.
Thank you,
he does it all. I don't call him. He's not. No, that's different when we talk about Tego. But please, folks, I mean. Well, anyway.
You talk to a lot of the old school guys, and they'll tell you Tego is a straight-up bombero.
He's a bombero, man. That's a musician.
And one of our sisters, Amarilis, like, she plays with him, you know what I'm saying? He brings up a lot. Chamina was doing coro for him, and those are great bomberas.
And he does bomba, too.
And he does bomba, too. Le mete a lo de Loisa.
There was an interview that he came out in, and there was another salsero. I forgot who it was. I think it might have been Gilbertito Santa Rosa. And he was saying that Tego sings in clave, right? And a lot of reggaetoneros don't sing in clave. So to me, that was a big deal, you know, because he actually knows the musical background behind it.
Oh, yeah.
What
mira
about you?
Mama.
What's your...
Mira, mami, te mando un text message. Bendición.
You can answer your mom.
Yeah. I know that we've been having some static on your microphone. Let's switch to that one. You get the wireless one, so now you can move around. And
hello.
So that's a huge accomplishment as far as being able to showcase Chicago. You know, we've been getting a lot of negativity in the media nowadays. Yeah. You know, so being able to do that to me resonates a lot.
Definitely.
Yep. What about you guys?
Man,
what is something that you guys want to?
I want to say one.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say one?
Go ahead.
All right. So, yo no soy necesariamente de Guayama, ¿verdad? But the fact that we went to Guayama to play and to be a representative of Bomba in Guayama, a place where it's like a hotbed for Bomba, and a group from Chicago goes to Guayama to represent it.
That was love. Yeah.
That was powerful to me.
That was love. That was Yeah, when we performed there, like it was.
When was this?
Oh man!
What
summer was it?
2014.
14. Yeah.
It was in 2014, and I actually had shared a video of my grandmother dancing. And
from
at
that night. Yeah.
Okay.
Man.
And Pueblo, we're on stage. Ella está con su piña, tú sabes, bailando. You know, it's a beautiful moment.
That was a big
accomplishment.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You know, and we got to go on a little Bomba Buya live CD tour. you know, as well in May of 2015, I believe, you know, we hit up four different cities, pueblos. Nice. In 5 days, we were tired, but we were happy. We were promoting. Estamos bombiendo. I mean, porque, hello, tú vas para Puerto Rico. Eso no es para dormir. Eso es para, you know, come back home and then go to work and, you know, regret a little bit that you stayed up all that time.
How about you, John?
Well, mine was, like, very similar.
Yeah.
For me, it's always, like, you don't think about it as much as a performer, but when people support, because you don't think about it, you're playing the music, and it affects you, right? I mean, you enjoy it, but sometimes you don't think about how much the person that's watching or that shows up to the show is enjoying it. And when sometimes people come up to us and tell us all these things, how they, you know, they like the music, they came to the show, blah blah blah, it kind of takes you. You're like, oh, damn. Like, that's, yeah. And one of the powerful things was when we were in Puerto Rico. Like, when we did, we were in Guayama. When we were wearing yellow and white. Remember that?
Yeah.
People were coming up to us, like, from the island. They were like, hey, we, you know, we love the work you guys are doing. And that was, like, a really powerful thing.
Wow.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's what we work for. We work just to keep the music and the culture going, and the fact that people from the island were that, you know, that supportive of us was a beautiful thing. That kind of,
I could imagine, feeling like, you know, te están respaldando, you know, it's just a real nice feeling to have, you know.
One of Booyah's biggest accomplishments for me personally was que rompimos frontera for the community. Nice. We broke a lot of barriers that were part of our community. On so many levels, we were unapologetic when we went out on stage, and that kind of made another community as well. That made community, you know. Si no tengo una falda de bomba, does that mean that I can't dance? No, estamos aquí chilling. We also educated people that this is yours. No es solamente, que tú sabes, esa música de antes, no, este es tuyo, este es diáspora. Let's identify what diaspora means, you know what I'm saying? You know, estamos aquí en los Estados Unidos, no me quita más sangre que tú, que si naciste allá o no. It's about what you're doing, ¿verdad? Para seguir la raíz fuerte. So, it's a beautiful thing. I love me some Booyah.
That's awesome, too, because we tend to... You mentioned, you know, a lot of people might say, oh, it's a música de antes or whatnot, you know, and then that culture starts to die off because people don't keep replicating it. They don't keep playing with it. But I know you guys also had a CD, right?
Yes.
It was recorded live. I have it on my iTunes. I've been listening to it, jamming to it, doing work. Nice. How was that experience? I mean, I know that a lot of times when they're telling you they're recording, I'm a musician myself, so a lot of times when I'm recording,
oh, you freak out.
Yeah, bro, you start getting nervous. Oh, man,
I get so scared.
You know, it's like, and you play it good the whole time.
No. When we did that recording, we did it. That was one of our rules. Nadie va a beber. Nadie va a beber. But you know what?
This was recorded where?
It was the day. It was the day before Thanksgiving. It was about our Thanksgiving special.
Oh, yeah.
And
it was here in Chicago?
Yeah, it was here in Chicago, recorded at Mr. Brown's Live. You know, we had, instead of us going into a studio, we just had a whole studio just come out and set up at Mr. Brown's. And so one of the beautiful things about that is that how do you have so much emotion in that CD? First of all, it's around holidays. You know, it's around holidays.
There's mad people. Yeah.
You know, la gente feel. Hay gente que no tienen familia. Hay gente que tienen familia. No están felices. Están felices. You know, there's so much going on, and, you know, Mr. Brown always has that feel, that good old feel, you know what I'm saying? It's where Booyah can be the realest, too, you know?
Yeah.
And performing, you know, we created that kind of bate for us in Mr. Brown. But the people, man, I tell you, the people that come out and support us, their vibes are so important. Right. They bounce off of us, so it's not just us. But también Booyah, we're human, you know?
Yeah.
People forget, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people forget, like, they don't feel anything. No, we feel. We feel. That stuff is bouncing back. You give me some good vibes, I'm going to give you back. Tienes dolor, vamos a cantar. Mira, vamos a tirar un yuba, algo de sentimiento, you know? So... It bounces, right. The vibes.
You feel off of that vibe.
Yeah, vibes.
So
you know,
the vibe was good that day. you know, everything lined up.
Yeah, la bomba no tiene nada que ver con religión, no tiene nada que ver, pero exactly. That is spiritual, that you can feel somebody's mm-hmm. vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and anybody that doesn't even know what vibes really mean, when somebody mm-hmm. comes out to dance, they're like, ooh, she mad, you know, just like, you know, somebody comes out like, ooh, turn
like,
it up.
Like when we were in that CTA Blue Line, you know how it's like packed. And that energy just stays there. Yeah. That's how Mr. Brown is.
Yeah. And you could definitely sense it. You could sense it when I first listened to the album, which Mi Gente, it's on iTunes. You could find it.
Right.
I'm sure. Where else could you find it at?
Booyah Live or what?
Spotify, iTunes,
CD Baby.
So Google that.
When I was first listening to it. I was, you know, I was working. I like to put music on when I'm working. I'm like, I feel my leg going a little bit, you know, my arms going a little bit. Y pues me estaban saliendo lágrimas. I'll be quite honest with you. Like, I felt, you could feel, it's not, like you said, it's not religious, it's not church, but you feel the excitement. And I think when you sing, like, you just feel the soul behind it, you know, que canta con gana.
It could be church, because church ain't got to be really a place. You know what I'm saying? Because I go
to church.
I'll give y'all church. Mira, la gente, canten. Canten, pero no quieren saber. Yo que siempre estoy en live, cantando. Don't you want to hear my story?
Exactly. But when I was listening to it, it resonated a lot because I was able to hear it. And like you were mentioning, the whole church thing to me was, and I would have to go to church to get that feeling. But then when I heard the CD, I was like, wow, I didn't know that you could feel that. Que los pelos se te paran, and not just that, but you start feeling like
you're
the lágrimas coming
church
out.
To pray?
And it felt really good. Like, it's just one of those that you guys were able to capture that in a recording so well, which you don't really see from even big artists. Sometimes you might hear a live recording, it just sounds like they were there to make a check, you know? Uh-huh. But you guys, you could tell you were there to move somebody, you know what I'm saying?
And the people were there with good vibes, too, you know? La gente vinieron ready a curarse.
Most of the time we've played there, it's like the people show up con una gana.
Nice.
Like, they just need to release. Mm-hmm. And I think that was, like, one of the beautiful things is that people showed up to just let go of whatever was going on, and it was nice. Man, it was wild.
There's power behind the wild. Drums, man.
So now let's talk a little bit about the el combo, right? The what makes a bomba group, right? So I know you mentioned bomba no es plena, la plena es bomba. I think Sona de Bomba has a good song.
That's our brother. Shout out,
Charlie.
Sona de Bomba.
So bomba, first of all, I'm very limited. You guys are the experts, so you don't play with congas, right?
No.
Son barriles, right?
Sir.
You play with a barril. So break it down for me. You have, what, three barriles or three drums?
It could be two or three, even more than that.
Okay.
But normally there's a minimum of at least two.
And then you have one guy that's playing just your basic pattern, and then somebody else is doing, like, the solo.
Exactly.
Boleador is the constant rhythm, y el primo es el que le habla a la bailadora, que le marca los pasos.
So the person actually making the song is la bailadora. Am I right, or is the solo?
El lenguaje están hablando.
He's following what she's doing,
right?
Yeah.
Every drummer interprets it different. Mm-hmm. You know, he has a different style, just like every dancer has a different style. You know.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the minimum, what do you need to have a bomba?
Well, in the bomba, you have the lead singer with a maraca.
Okay.
Ella es la que canta.
Knowledge. First is knowledge.
That may sound corny, but she's right.
It is. It's true. It's true, though. And usually that lead singer has the maraca, and she is controlling the tempo. So we already know what we're going to play, what rhythm, what speed. You have your quaz. Your quaz is only two little palitos. Quaz or fuaz.
Porque no hablan español, yo hablo español. Está bien, Josephine.
And I'm just going to keep going. And then
in English.
You have your quaz. Your quaz is right there, almost like they're maintaining like the heartbeat. They're right there.
The tempo of the song.
Okay.
Parecido como clave, pero no clave.
Okay.
Exactly. And then you have your buleador. You have one that's keeping the constant rhythm there. And even between, if you have multiple buleadores, there can be a conversation between those buleadores.
Right.
And then you have your subidor, or what we call our primo. And he's the one that improvises. He's the one that kind of fills it. He or she For those of you awesome female drummers out there, they improvise. They pretty much add a little more flavor to it, and they're the ones that pretty much act as a translator in bomba, because the dancers are going to come out. They're going to talk. That's what they're doing. They're they're leaving everything there in the bate. The bate, when we're talking about a bate, bate is the space where we dance.
Es una palabra taína. That's where the ceremonial ground was. El bate. Nice. And it has translated over to bomba. Ese es el espacio. Interesting. Where this bomba ceremony.
Es el espacio. And, you know, bomba was something that normally there was no, you never saw an empty space on the dance floor. Like what we see today, you see maybe a couple come out or one person come out at a time. That's probably where bombas evolved, but usually it was you came out and danced, and it was like
un baile bomba.
Like a baile. Exactly. Like if you go to the club, you know, everybody's on the dance floor. That's what our bomba was, you know. And, you know, as couples came before the drum, you know, the subidor would just pick and choose who he was marking, who was repiqueando. We've
pero
evolved a little bit from that,
se marcaba los pasos del hombre, Josephine. Josephine, estamos hablando de bomba, que es lo más antiguo en Puerto Rico, que tiene, viene de pura cepa africana de nosotros. So, estábamos hablando de qué se compone un grupo de bomba. Estábamos hablando de pueden ser dos tambores, ¿verdad? Porque la bomba, hay una diferencia entre bomba y plena, como conga, como hay muchas cosas. So, lo que nosotros usamos son barriles. Barriles. Hay dos barriles, uno se llama el primo y es el que le hace el lenguaje a la bailadora. Tenemos el que sigue el ritmo constante, que se llama el buleador. Después tenemos la maraca. La maraca es el instrumento de la cantante. Setea el tiempo, setea la setea como que la vibra, ¿verdad? Y la historia de lo que va a pasar. Y también tenemos el cual es solamente dos palitos aquí, ¿verdad? Pero le tenemos un barril para que la espalda no nos duela. So, es como la clave de nosotros, se llama cua, ¿ok?
So, when you're using, when you're
yo
going
tengo la maraca, Josephine. Esa chiquita es la que tú tocas.
When you go through the whole bomba music, are you keeping time usually? I know you mentioned it's kind of like the clave. Is it anywhere near close to a clave? Do you know exactly what tempo you're gonna start up at? Or?
Man, being that we're purists, I try to keep it like pure and try to keep to like traditional patterns. And I'm gonna follow her. I'm gonna when she's singing, I'm gonna follow her in the pattern that she's.
She starts the tempo.
Okay, empieza.
With the maraca.
Exacto. Entonces she's gonna set that. And then if she wants us to go faster, she's gonna let us know.
Poor guys, man.
She's going to let us know, man.
She'll look at the drummers and she gives us that like, look. And then,
my velocidad.
It's just on how it feels, really. We'll follow.
If there was a song that you guys sing that is your favorite song, which one would it be?
Everybody will be different.
Yeah.
Everybody will be different, I think.
Yeah, share this video, y'all.
Starting with you, which one would it be?
Tiene que ser algo bien antiguo. Déjame ver. I think Empatillas, a song of the South, is a favorite song of mine. I love the way Buya does it. We do it in a specific rhythm. You know, Ivelisse's voice is great. That's a song. It's on our CD.
Nice. Any plans? Any upcoming shows? Any upcoming plans? And I'll let the girls ask some questions, but you're techie.
Roots and Rum, you guys.
That was actually my question. I want to know what was upcoming, because, like, I think we should go out and then we can invite people. That was definitely my question. So thanks for taking it, Christian.
We got Roots and Rum coming up, you guys. Look at Roots and Rum. And Roots and Rum, what is that, Roots and Rum? We come together. We bring you guys live music. It's going to happen at Segundo Ruiz Belvis, the 24th of February. We're going to start promoting tomorrow. What does it consist? You buy your tickets, and then it consists of...
So I think what's important is that, you know, Buya has really embraced this whole thought of, like, what was at these bombas, right? And we know that before, when you do your research, right, there was always rum, o pitorro, ¿verdad? Ani, and there was always food. It's on mute.
Oh, he's talking low.
Sí, se oye.
It's his voice.
¿Sí o no?
It's his voice.
Yo soy así, bien tranquilo. Yo soy tranquilo así. So it consisted of rum y comida y bomba. Entonces, that's what Roots and Rum is about. And, you know, we're sick of, like, just feeling that rum is a mixing agent, you know, to make piña coladas. You know, rum can actually be great quality where you could sip it, you know. And so that's what we bring. We bring all kinds of rum from the Caribbean so that people in Chicago, you know, I get a little upset when I go to, like, a Puerto Rican place and I don't have good rum. You know, I go to a Caribbean place, a lounge or something, and you got rum. You're stacked with whiskey. You're stacked with whiskey and all these fancy vodkas, man. Give me some rum.
We have the good rum right there.
That's,
so
that's great rum, by the way.
Like I said, right next to you. You are so petty.
So if any of our, we call them our verdaderos, right? Our hashtag verdaderos, the people who listen to our show. If they want to follow you guys, if they want to listen to some of your stuff, where should they go?
Come to our show, the 24th. That's where you can start.
Yeah. Man, I think Ibeli Bombera de Corazon is a good place to start. She's got classes that are coming up. She's always online. She does, like, constant, like, we did one with Urban Pilon where I cooked and she sang. And so she's constantly doing stuff. So I think she has a very big presence and following.
Look up her page. Ibeli
Bombera de Corazon, I think, is a good place to start.
And then Bomba Kombuya is also on Facebook. We're also on Instagram, Bomba Kombuya.
Twitter. We got Twitter. Tenemos el website.
Oh, we got our website.
BombaKombuya.com.
What is it?
www.BombaKombuya.com.
Okay, you know you got to say it porque alguien lo está escribiendo.
Two, three times.
Oh, I said about two, three times.
Josephine, www.BombaKombuya.com.
En español.
BombaKombuya.com.
Exacto.
Before we close out, any words of advice? I usually like to close it with words of advice to those young listeners that might be wanting to go into the entrepreneur world, might be starting out a group right now. Any words of advice to those young people that listen to our show?
Reach out. Reach out to the elders. Reach out to the folks that have been doing this for a long time. I know sometimes it could be intimidating. You think they're going to blow you off. They're going to ignore it. Trust me. We are free. Listen, I give workshops, and I hate to charge a penny because I don't understand why anybody would charge for you to learn about your culture, about your people, about
us.
You know, and we got knowledge, you know, coming out of our ears, stuff that we've been, you know, we've read, that we've been told, and we're willing to share it. I mean, knowledge is free. It should be free. So, man, just reach out to us, and, you know, hit us up on Facebook, reach out to Ibeli, reach out to Roberto, to John here, reach out to myself. I mean, we're quick to answer. We like making new friends. Come to our shows, pull us aside. No, we are not conceited. I don't sign autographs. I will charge you $5.
That's where the charging
comes. But come, ask questions, you know, come to a baile de bomba, come to a bombazo, visit Evaristo Rodriguez at Africaribe, go in there, step foot in there. He's on Division Street. He's at 2500 block of Division. I'm sorry, I don't know the address, but they're on Division right off of Rockwell. Visit these folks. Go to Centro Cultural Ruiz Belvis. Call up these folks. Ask questions. That's it. Just reach out to us. I mean, we're friendly. We're quick to share whatever knowledge we have. Yeah. We'll put you in contact with some of our friends on the island. If there's something that we can't, you know, we can't answer, or you need some other resources, I mean, this is where you could start right here.
Perfect.
And that's exactly, like, just the way that you close that out, that's exactly what La Verdad is all about. That's where our mission is. You guys literally hit on point what we're trying to do, is that, you know, keeping that culture alive through what you do and talking about how, you know, why charge people to learn about where they're from, where they're, it just speaks so clearly about what we're trying to do. So, I mean, thank you guys so much again for coming out and clearly getting people interacting with us. That's awesome. So we can't thank you enough for being here.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys for coming out. Mi gente, if you want more info, this will be on the description of our podcast. You can find us on Audio Boom, any podcast app that you prefer, iTunes, the iPhone podcast app, Audio Boom, Stitcher, anywhere. And then if you go to our website, www.laveldadltd.com, since they say they don't charge for workshops, so quien sabe, I'm going to ask them to do a couple workshops.
Oh, I charge, y'all. I charge.
I don't charge.
My brother's talking stuck because he's giving the drumming class, and hey, they charging.
But, you know, from the bottom of our hearts, we want to say thank you guys for coming by. Hopefully, we could do a lot more things together in the future so that we could keep our culture alive. Mi gente, God bless and take care.
Follow La Verdad.
Thank you.
Look them up. Follow them.
Booyah.